From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of November 8th, 2010. I'm Alan Raflow with the Virginia Water Resources Research Center. This week on the Veterans Day Honoring Campus of Virginia Tech. We start with some recent water news items. The first item is our monthly water status report. First, in precipitation. According to the Southeast Regional Climate Center, from October 6th to November 4th, rainfall was 1 to 2 inches in parts of northwestern and southeastern Virginia, 2 to 3 inches in most of the southeast and in some northern and western areas, 3 to 4 inches in most central and far southwestern areas, and 4 to 5 inches in a few central Virginia areas. The historical statewide average October rainfall in Virginia is about 3.5 inches, according to the National Climatic Data Center. Second, in stream flow. According to the U.S. Geological Survey's Water Watch, stream flows averaged over the month of October were in the normal range at about 84% of stream gauges in Virginia or just beyond the state border, below normal at about 8% of gauges, and above normal at about 8% of gauges. And third, our drought watch. The weekly National Drought Monitor on November 2nd showed abnormally dry conditions or worse occurring in 43% of Virginia. Moderate drought was reported for about 8% of the state in 11 western counties, and severe drought persisted in parts of Frederick County. Moving on to other items. According to the Lynchburg News and Advance, in mid-November, officials from Lynchburg will meet with the Virginia Department of Environmental Quality, or DEQ, to discuss a September 24th overflow of about 270,000 gallons of sewage into the James River. Decomposition of the sewage, combined with low flows in the James at the time, resulted in depleted oxygen that killed an estimated 1,000 fish and possibly many more, according to the DEQ. The overflow resulted from a clogged pump intake at one of the work sites for the multi-year and multi-million dollar project to replace the city's combined sewer system, where the storm sewer system is connected to the sanitary sewer system. That combined system results in frequent overflows. Corrective actions taken since the September 24th incident include installation of larger pumps, more frequent maintenance, and better pump flow alarm systems. The city or the construction contractor may still face a state fine, however, depending on the DEQ's investigation of the incident. In our next item, in the November 2nd election, 64% of voters in James City County turned down a bond referendum that would have permitted the county to borrow $30 million to build stormwater system infrastructure and to restore streams. According to the Daily Press of Newport News, the county has 64 priority stormwater projects on a list developed by local officials and citizens. In 2008, the county eliminated a stormwater utility fee that raised over $2 million annually. And in our last news item this week, according to the Virginian Pilot, 1 year after work started to remove creosote-contaminated sediments from the Elizabeth River near Money Point in Chesapeake, scientists have found at least 17 fish species living in areas where previously fish numbers were low and fish cancer rates were high. For many years, that part of the river was polluted by materials from wood treatment operations. Work began in June 2009 to remove the contaminated sediments and plant wetland plants along the shore. Research is continuing to determine if fish cancer rates are decreasing and if Elizabeth River fish have developed a genetic response seen in fish in a restored area in Washington state to tolerate chemical contamination. Now it's time for our Water Sounds and Music segment. This week, we feature an instrumental tune about one of Virginia's most well-known waterfalls. Have a listen for about 45 seconds. You've been listening to Crabtree Falls by Timothy Seaman on the 2002 CD Sycamore Rapids from Pine Wind Music. Crabtree Falls in Nelson County is a series of large and small cascades over which water falls about 1,200 feet on its way to the South Fork Ty River. This is reported to be the longest drop of any waterfall east of the Mississippi River. Fans of the 1970s television show The Waltons, created by Nelson County native Earl Hamner, may remember hearing that fictional family talk of Sunday outings to the popular and remarkable Crabtree Falls. Now we look ahead to some upcoming water meetings and other events. First, in government policy and regulatory meetings, occurring between November 11th and November 17th. On November 16th, the Virginia Gas and Oil Board meets in Lebanon. For more information, phone David Asbury at 276-415-9700. Also on November 16th, the State Water Control Board holds a public hearing in Richmond on a proposed general permit for discharges resulting from the application of pesticides to surface waters. For more information, phone William Norris at 804-698-4022. Next, here are two meetings about total maximum daily loads, or TMDLs, for impaired waters. November 16th, in Glen Allen, on the TMDL implementation plan for the James River and several tributaries in Chesterfield, Henrico, and Powhatan counties, and the City of Richmond. For more information, phone Margaret Smigo at 804-527-5124. Also on November 16th, in Bealeton, on the TMDL implementation plan for Browns Run, Craig Run, and Marsh Run, all in Fauquier County. For more information, phone Bob Slusser at 540-351-1590. Finally, in educational and recreational events. Throughout November on weekends, Mason Neck State Park in Fairfax County repeats three hiking and birdwatching programs, Birdwatching 101, Birding by the Bay, and Majestic Eagles. Each program is an hour-long walk to view the various birds found at this peninsula-based park located between Pohick Bay, Belmont Bay, and the Potomac River. For more information, phone 703-339-2384. And that's it for this week's edition. Virginia Water Radio is a product of the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, which is solely responsible for the show's content. Production and show notes were done by Patrick Fay. Recording assistance was provided by University Relations at Virginia Tech. If you need more information about anything mentioned this week, call us at 540-231-5463 or visit our website at www.virginiawaterradio.org. For Virginia Water Radio, this is Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.